Allah Lord wants us to be converted to this religion, and just because our parents are not converted to it, that we cut off relationships with them. We're no family no more. You're not my parents anymore. I don't care to see you anymore. No, we should continue to care for them and to extend kindness to them in the best way. But we just don't accept to follow them in their shirk, in their idolatry, in their false beliefs concerning God. We have to let them know that we do not share those beliefs and we will not accept them for ourselves. But you are still my parent. And I would love to keep a good relationship with you. And I have no desire to do you harm. My desire is only to be kind toward you and respectful. And if most of us did that, you find more parents coming over to the religion. Just carry out your religion as Allah has revealed it, and you will have the best situation. You will have the best situation. But some of us in ignorance, and many times, it's our own personal shortcomings. We've always wanted to behave in an ugly way toward our parents, and then we let religion be the excuse for it. But if you're a Muslim and understand what Allah has revealed, you can't do that in this religion. You have no excuse to mistreat your parents, because God wants you in, whether they believe like you believe or not, God wants you to be kind toward your parents and to try to keep a friendly relationship with them in this life. Plus, they're going to pass. They're not going to be here always. So why should you be the cause, the own child be the cause of them having a lot of misery in their life? And they're only going to be here for a little while longer anyway. So being that we are newly converted community, and we are likely to have people in the household that are not Muslims, we should give extra attention, special attention, to the words of God in the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet concerning the treatment of non-Muslim relatives, your parents, and concerning the treatment of non-Muslims who live in a Muslim community. Prophet Muhammad preached to us respect for our neighbor, care, consideration for your neighbor. He didn't say the Muslim, whether you're Muslim, the neighbor is Muslim or not. He didn't say the Muslim can be, neighbor can be Muslim, or it can be a non-Muslim, your neighbor. He said that the angel Gabriel stressed so much the treatment of the neighbor that he almost thought that the neighbor would inherit us. Yes. And sometimes the neighbor does inherit us, huh? Yes. I'm sure some countries were living by other countries, and those countries were their neighbors, and they didn't know that one day they would be living under their neighbor. But one day the country got in power over the Muslim country. And then the Muslim country found that it comes under its neighbor. Huh? In fact, we are under our neighbors right now, aren't we? because we aren't our neighbors. So you treat the neighbor with respect. Be considerate of your neighbor, for your neighbor. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, no Muslim would go to bed with his stomach filled while his neighbor is hungry. That is, no believer should rest comfortably at night with his stomach taken care of, and his neighbor next door is hungry, he knows it. No. If you can't do anything about it, if your situation is so bad that you can't do anything about it, that's another matter. But if you filled your belly up and you're full, and you went to rest, you rest well, and you didn't have any problem resting, and your neighbor next door was hungry and you knew it, something wrong with you. Because even poor people will share the little bit they got if they know somebody's hungry next door. God says, you are the best community. Khayra ummatan. You are the best community brought out for the good of the people, all people. God says that. And we know from what we've learned that's passed down to us from the companions of the Prophet and those who did scholarly works and preserved the knowledge, we know that the community of Muhammad, the community of Islam, the community of our Prophet, the Muslim community, in his lifetime and for several centuries later, it was the best community, no doubt about it. It was the best community on this earth. There was no community on this earth to equal it. That's a fact. God said, you are the best community. But God intended that for all times, not just for that a brief period of time, a few centuries back there. No, Allah intended for all times. We are supposed to be the best community at all times. I've noticed the face on some educated people when they would hear that certain ones were Muslims. Be brought to their attention that certain people in their presence were Muslims. I noticed expression on their face. It was like, this is a joke. See, an intelligent person, he doesn't have to be a Muslim. An intelligent person, if he learns about our religion and he see how badly some of us are performing, it's a joke when you tell him you're a Muslim. That's a joke. He doesn't know what the religion is himself. The meeting we were at, in Baltimore, Maryland, on Sunday, this past Sunday, a gentleman stood up, he was non-Muslim, but a leader, and as the public life, he stood up and he said, one of our own race, and he said, you can't just say you're a Muslim. See, for a Muslim, you have to live it. That's what he said. Now, this was a non-Muslim, and he said, For Muslims, you just can't say you're a Muslim. He said, for Muslims, you have to live it.
So don't think you're fooling people.
You're not fooling anything but the fools. But the intelligent people, they know better. Don't think that they haven't learned something about this great religion. They know something about it. Especially when they come in such a current issue all the time now in the West. So those who feel that they are not informed, they go and study on their own. And they're not going to pick up your pamphlet to learn about it. They're going to go to the Library of Congress. They're going to go to sources that they feel are strong, that can help them. And they will learn about the religion.
So your little presentation won't be what formed
in their mind their idea of Muslims. Not for the educated, not for the wise, only the fools will have their mind guided by what they're hearing every day coming from the streets or coming from small people. The wise will go to the strongest sources for the information. And many of them, they're not Muslims, but they're reading the Holy Quran. I've met Christians who read more Holy Quran than the average member that comes here. The average one who attends the masjid. Yes. They're curious and they read. And if they're intelligent and they mean well, believe me, many of them are becoming converted. They're being converted not by preaching, but by their own effort to learn something about this religion. Many times they're not seeking at all. In fact, they're not seeking to be converted. They're just seeking information. But in seeking information, they're attracted to it. They see the great merit in its teachings. They see the purity of it, and they become Muslims. In fact, I met a man, he's a very prominent businessman here recently, and he told me that's the way he became a Muslim. He wanted to learn more about Muslim life, so he got into the Holy Quran, he began it, and he was converted. And some of us so silly think that, there ain't going to be no converts. We don't have a fishing team. See, it's all over now. Ain't going to be no converts because we don't have any more fishing teams. Yes, there will be converts. There are converts all the time. People are being converted every day to this religion. All over, many places all over the world.
You should join our brothers who come to live among us and help us to get the experience of living in an Islamic environment and practicing the five daily prayers and the Muslim life, Muslim way of thinking, etc. You should sit with them sometime and have them tell you about the conversions that are taking place in Europe, Asia, many places of the earth right now. Many people are being converted to this religion. And it's happening very quietly in America. Many people are being converted to the religion right here in America. We are converted to the religion, and we are trying to build community life ourselves here in America.
It will do so much for all of us if we are successful. Do wonders for our image, our spirit here in this country, if we are successful in building Islamic community life. And I'm sure it will come. We're going to be successful. We are successful in a small part right now. Because what we have is business effort among us on the part of the brothers and individuals in the community. And what we have is accomplishment in education, our school, our own private school. part of early learning and elementary school and secondary school, high school. That's accomplishments in the way of building a community. And the reason why, one reason why I keep dwelling on this and keeping the community in focus is because I know many of us, we live in the community, but we don't live with an awareness of the community. We say, oh, where is our store? We used to have a store. We have now more stores. We do. And it's hard to get you to see that. I remember the store we used to have, and one of those stores, 79th Street, another store on Cottage Grove. Now we have many more stores. But they're not ours. How come they're not ours? If they are Muslims, they're ours. I was in Washington, D.C., and they gave me a directory of the Muslim businesses. Businesses of the Muslims that belong to the Washington, D.C. Masjid. And there were many businesses, and many very good businesses, listed in there. We got a lot of professional people. The high level of literacy and professionalism in Washington, D.C.'s citizens. So because of that, I guess they have so many people in business and profession, in the profession, I met four lawyers at the meeting at one time. All practicing law, four brothers. I met one, he said, oh, no, Brother Man, I'm not the only lawyer here. He just pointed out his thumb, and four brothers from the audience came forward. Yes, we all are lawyers, we all practice law. But we can't see that. We're looking for something. What is that mine? If it's Muslim, it's yours. If it belongs to people in your community, it's yours. Because you should be thinking of yourself as community. And if this is your community, and the members all belong to that community, what the member does, either take from or increase your community, because all of you belong to the community. So the more successful individuals we have in the community, the bigger the community, the better the community. And I'm to identify with the community. You mean to tell me that if we have this masjid here, and another brother builds a masjid on the west side, and just because he's not under Imam Mahdi Muhammad, he did it separately, on his own. He builds a great masjid over there like this one. You mean to tell me we are not to think we have two big masjids? No, we got two big masjids. He did it. I didn't do it. They didn't do it under me. I wasn't telling them how to do it. He did it on his own, under his own leadership. But he's one of us. He's a Muslim of our community. So when he finished his big masjid, we got two big masjids. And if we have 15 brothers and 5 sisters, open 20 businesses, and we had 5 businesses before, now we got 25 businesses. See, you think community. You're supposed to be thinking community. We got a brother, he's in the furniture business. Another brother, he sells fast food. And they're businessmen. They're doing good, both of them. And have others, too. And I can't think of their businesses outside of the community. They're Muslim. They're members. They're Muslims. They're not only Muslims, but they're also a part of our congregation, part of our group. So I can't think of their accomplishments outside of our community, outside of our group. No. That's our accomplishment. That's our accomplishment. Doc sells more fish in 1 year
the New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia sold.
That's right. That's one businessman. Now just think what's going to happen when we have 100 successful businessmen in the fast food business like Doc.
It's going to be really wonderful. And you'd be surprised if we would form a directory of the business people that are Muslims and in our community here in Chicago. You'd be surprised. There are many businesses. But we don't know each other. Many of us don't even care to know each other. Because we don't think of the brother and sister's accomplishment as accomplishments for us. We have to. We are Muslims. And we have to think community. So the accomplishments within our community are accomplishments for all of us.